So I have an unboxing thing for us to do today. So if you're watching us live on Twitch, you get to see it. But if not, if you're listening to us, then I'll have to describe it. So today I got a box from my friends at Glitter Cat. Glitter Cat is a not-for-profit organization that is now based, it was in New York, now it's based in Los Angeles. And they basically, so people that are marginalized or people that are like people of color or people that are have disabilities or, you know, people that are normally ignored in the corporate world. Glitter Cat basically teaches them a skill. They teach them all about coffee, how to be a barista. They took 10 Glitter Cats to Colombia last year, or actually the year before COVID, and showed them like everything about beans from the beginning, from it being grown to how it's harvested, to how it's roasted, to how you then decide, you know, what's going to be. Remember our friend, we had a friend on from Triple Coffee a couple of weeks ago talking about the whole coffee process.
Right. But I'm trying to figure out why you have a box.
Okay.
Why,
so what so they Glitter Cat, because this is my best friend and his wife. Oh, wife now. Right. Because so I almost said husband, but he transitioned and is a woman.
Oh, okay.
So I have to get used to wife now. Right. Okay. Right. So my best friend and his wife, look at that. They started Glitter Cat, and that's why it says always add glitter on the box. It's a big giant Glitter Cat thing. So I don't know what they sent me. I just know that Veronica called and asked for my address, and I was like, she's a mystery. What's going on? Kind of hoping that maybe like they were going to show up at my door. I haven't seen them in so long. I was like, I hope the surprise is them. But
yeah, but they know where you live, so they wouldn't need your address.
I don't know that Veronica knows where I live necessarily. Hang on. Okay, wait. So I'm going to open the box. Let's see what's in it. So we're having a little unboxing party here. The box is now open. And the first thing I see is a
card.
Let's see what the card says. So the card is, I guess, the Glitter Cat logo, which is upside down. There, now I have it, which is two kitties. So that's the black cat is, yeah, these are their cats. It's doing up my background. Anyway, so it says, Cooper, we miss you so much. Can't wait to safely see you again, Eric and Veronica. Oh, no, they're not. Now they're Eronica. That's cute. I like it.
They have a celebrity mashup name. They put their names together already.
Yeah, they got a celebrity mashup name. I love that. Okay, so anyway, I see a box that I'm now opening up. A box inside a box, but it's this beautiful box. A really, really beautiful box with like cats all over it.
That's not cheap.
No, this is not cheap at all. Like Glitter Cat really went all out. And I'm going to open it. And inside this beautiful box is coffee. So Glitter Cat now has their own. Yeah.
Glitter Cat coffee.
Glitter Cat. Yeah. So this is, I think they feature a different roaster every month or something. So this month, they're featuring this roaster called, let's see what the roaster's called. Not that you really care, but just in case, Thunderhead Coffee is being featured this month. And I guess the whole point of joining, so I joined the Glitter Cat coffee subscription. So what they do is they send you either one bag or two, depending on your subscription, coffees per month. So this is, they're doing Thunderhead Coffee this month. And then I guess, you know, next month I'll get a new box with a different coffee and I'll just keep trying coffees.
And you'll keep track of which one you like and which one you don't like. And
exactly.
So you might like Thundercat a lot.
Right. Right.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to try Thunderhead.
How many cups of coffee is in that bag?
That's a good question. For me too.
No, it's not.
I drink a lot. No. This is like this is a good couple of weeks worth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's a big bag of coffee. It's 12 ounces. This for me will last me, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay. So you have 6 months worth of, or 6 weeks worth of coffee.
Yes.
In two bags.
I now have 6 weeks worth of coffee right here.
Got it. So then in 6 weeks, they'll send you another two bags.
Another two bags with a different company so I can try that one.
Okay. So you really don't have to buy coffee anymore except for that.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
unless you don't like it.
You pay a small monthly subscription that's actually cheaper than if I went and bought two bags of coffee. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea that they choose. I mean, they're so Veronica is a world famous barista. She's won barista competitions literally all over the country, all over the world. She's very well known. She's the number one barista in the country. Everybody wants her. Like we jokingly call her the show pony. She is the celebrity of her world.
But I'm just worried about if you don't like it, if you try that coffee and for some reason that's not good at all. Now you got to go buy more coffee.
No. You tell them I don't like it. And they send you something else.
Oh, so you can call them up and say, hey, the one you just sent me, horrible. I'm sending it back.
Yeah, except for the fact that if the number one barista in the world or in the country is choosing my coffee, my guess is she's going to choose something pretty good. Because she knows coffee better than I do. But you're right. It's all about taste. I mean, people, I talk about coffee all the time, and I have friends that are like, they swear by Dunkin' Donuts. It's all they'll drink. That's what they like.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe this is what Veronica likes. Maybe I won't like it. You're right. But then I could ask for something else.
You could get hazelnut or whatever.
I wouldn't get flavored coffee. No one does flavored. That's not a thing.
I like flavored coffee.
Of course you do.
You see, you can get hazelnut coffee and then you can put pumpkin stuff in it. That's what I like.
Why drink coffee then? If you're going to do that to coffee, why drink it?
Because it's pumpkin.
Why bother?
Pumpkin.
All right, fine.
I'll put pumpkin in anything.
So I got a quiz for you.
All right.
A town in Canada lost its internet after something very weird happened in this town. Very weird. Like, so strange that the occurrence made news. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to give you three choices.
They didn't pay bill.
No.
Okay.
That's not weird. People don't pay their bill all the time. Okay, so here are the three things that could have potentially happened to this town in Canada, causing them to lose their internet and their Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Choice number one. Was it an unpredicted earthquake and subsequent tornado that hit at the same time and knocked everything out?
I don't think they have tornadoes in Canada.
That's why it's a weird story. That's why it made national news.
Oh, but I don't think there's ever been one because it's too busy snowing to have. Okay, so what's the next?
A strange new law allowed the town's mayor the power to ban Wi-Fi, cell phone, and internet use in the town, in the entire town.
That would be horrible. You couldn't get the internet.
Could explain why it made national news.
Wow. Okay.
And the third choice is beavers ate it. Beavers ate through the town's fiber optic cable.
I'm going to go with mayor. He got upset and cut it off.
It's funny you would say that because that actually happened in West Virginia. That there's a town in West Virginia where they have banned Wi-Fi and cell phone use and internet use in the town. It's a thing there, which is why I threw it in. So I thought that's weird enough. No, in this town in Canada, leave it to Beaver. The beavers ate the town's fiber optic, leaving all 900 residents. It's a tiny town without internet or mobile cellular access in a, quote, very bizarre and uniquely Canadian turn of events, according to the Canadian Broadcast Company. They said our team located a nearby dam,
mm-hmm.
and it appears the beavers dug underground alongside the creek. They reached the cable, which is buried about 3 feet underground and protected by about a 5-inch thick conduit. The beavers first chewed through the conduit, then they chewed through the cable in multiple occasions, and now they have no internet in this little town in Canada.
See, that's horrible because today at work for like 2 hours, the internet was out and there's nothing to do.
Right.
I mean, what do you do? The phones were out. The internet was out. They had nothing to do. You just sit there, play solitaire on your computer. It's nothing to do. So I can imagine a beaver, because they didn't just go out and find that. They had to look for it for a while to find it underground where it broke.
Can you imagine? Like, so it was out for a long time. And it's, I don't know if you had this experience, but like here, I'll call Spectrum. They'll be like, we don't see an outage in your area. I'm like, bitch, everything's out. I don't mm-hmm. care what you see. I see an outage. Is it my building? Is it the area? Is it just me? What happened here? So, you know, they give you the company line for a while, and then eventually they send somebody out to investigate if they get enough calls. That mm-hmm. they're like, maybe it isn't just that one idiot that unplugged their phone accidentally.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's a terrorist. I'm wondering if the satellite fell out of the sky. There's so many different things I think could happen.
Right.
It's 2021. Why can't we have internet? I'm sitting at work in a major town, no internet. And it's not like it's Joe Blow's internet company. It's Charter.
Right.
They have a few customers. They know how to get the internet to your house or your business. But for some reason, I didn't have it for 2 hours today.
Have you had this experience? So I've called Spectrum and I've said, yeah, so the internet's down. What's going on? Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, my computer's not working. Aren't you a tech company? What do you mean your computer isn't working?
Oh, no, I've never had that.
So who do you call when your computer isn't working?
Yeah, you need to get Verizon then. The Spectrum people need to get Verizon. I don't know. This is not working. Yeah.
You get what you pay for. I mean, Spectrum's the cheapest, which is why we do that.
But I'm asking everybody all day long, when's it coming back? We don't know. So why am I here?
But what was the reason? Did they find out what it was?
Nobody knows. It's a beaver. A beaver ate the wire, and then the satellite fell out of the sky, and then my work is so cheap they didn't pay for it. That's probably the reason.
but that's the weird thing, because you work in a company where you have to have Wi-Fi to do your work. I mean, you can't do anything.
There's nothing you can do. And what I had to do finally was hotspot off of my phone that was hooked up to 5G that I had to sit there and work. But it's really slow compared to what you're used to having.
Right.
And you can't get on work email things and work stuff. It was horrible. This is a nightmare all day.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of problems at your job lately.
Oh, yeah. And listen to this. So remember Wednesday, they sent us home because somebody had COVID.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, they had to shut the whole place down. They had to bring in the people to clean the whole place. That girl was back to work today.
The COVID girl?
COVID girl is back to work.
No.
COVID girl was at work today.
No. Yes. You gotta be gone for 2 weeks, bitch. Sorry.
She was at work like nothing was going on. Walking around, walking into people's offices. Yeah. COVID girl.
She didn't walk into your office, did she?
No. I'd thrown her out.
Okay, good.
But she was right outside my office.
Right. Yeah, not cool.
And I'm like, I thought you were supposed to be out. Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, so now you're going to hear about somebody else with COVID in like a couple of days.
And then I'll say, see, was it worth it?